to go into the off season and, you know, prepare like we're a losing team. Go in there like we haven't did nothing. And I always remember this taste in my mouth. I always remember this going to the off season workouts and all that. I always remember this moment right here. And promise each other that we'd never let it happen again.
Jason, I was watching Scott McLuhan, spoke to every player as they walked off the field. What was that exchange like between you two?
I've been thinking lately about, you know, this being my last year, you know, retiring. I got one thing I got to pray about, but he said he wanted me around, so I still love the game. You know, like I said, I just got to pray about it and see what my family say about it. And, you know, he's a great guy, man. I'm glad I met him. You know, he believed in me as a leader, as a player, and it's hard to, you know, not come back. But at the same time, I got to do what's best for me and my family.
Do you have a favorite memory from this season?
Tampa Bay. I think we was down 28. It's just a special moment, man. It's one of those moments you never forget. That I think that kind of sparked us, you know, coming together as a football team.
Coach, you have a timeline for decision on what you're going to do next year?
I don't. I'm gonna pray about it. I'm not going to hold him up at all with my decision. I'm going to make it pretty quick. But like I say, Scott wanted me to be a part of this team next year. So we'll see how everything play out. You know, I still love the game. But at the same time, I got a lot of stuff, you know, decisions I got to make for my family and things going on outside of football. And so I'll just kind of take it from there.
This is probably the worst part, right? Because you look around the locker room and probably not everybody will be together next year.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the business of it. I mean, I saw a lot of good football players go and come. I mean, I left myself. And one other thing you just got to deal with. I mean, you know, life goes on.
What do you think of the year Kirk Cousins had?
I think he had an incredible year. I think he learned a lot. And he ain't even scratched the surface on what kind of player he can be, what kind of quarterback he can be. At the same time, it's up to him to put in the work, you know. But at the same time, he had an awesome year, man. And I thank God for him that he came into his own this year. And he's going to end up being a special quarterback.